Hey Google, what is the chief end of man?
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Yeah, I'm on a mission like a couple spies, and that, guys, is the reason why I catechize. The good news we almost forgot, I recognize Heidelberg rediscovering the gospel prize.
Welcome to the Reform Standard. I'm Tony. Let's get started. Question 62 of the Westminster Larger Catechism reads, what is the visible church? Answer, the visible church is a society made up of all such as in all ages and places of the world do profess the true religion and of their children. This question here is a straightforward definition of the Reformed understanding of the visible church. And when I say Reformed, I'm talking about Presbyterian and Continental Reformed positions. So here, there's a couple components. The visible church is a society. So we have to remember the visible church is not simply an institution. It's not simply a group of people, but it is actually a society or a communion which holds a common creed, a common confession, believes and trusts in the Lord Jesus, outwardly at least, and expresses the same perspective on matters of religion. And so this society is made up of all across the ages who in the world profess the true religion. So we would say that the visible church is not just the church currently here existing, but it would be all those who profess religion throughout the history, profess true religion throughout the history of the world. And so from the advent of Adam, from his first time on earth in the beginning to the current day, all those who profess faith in the true God of Israel, and then, of course, in the New Testament era, those who profess faith in the further revealed God who is three in one, all of those people are members of the visible church. So we saw this in the Scots Confession, which defined the church or talked about the church early on as the body of believers, starting with Adam through David, all the way through Christ's age and up until today. And so here at the end here, this is why I make the distinction between Presbyterian or Dutch Reformed, Continental Reformed, and our Baptist, particular Baptist brothers and sisters, is that the Reformed also, as we heard in the Scots Confession, comprehend the children with their parents. And so relying on passages out of Acts, which call to mind the Abrahamic promise, right? So we see that the same promise given to Abraham that he would be, that God would be his God as well as God to his children. We see that carried through the Old Testament, and we see it repeated at the very beginning of the Christian New Testament church, that Peter, when he's preaching his first sermon on Pentecost Sunday, he proclaims that the promise which was made to Abraham, which was fulfilled in Christ and is being delivered to the church, that promise is not just for those who are adults and can profess faith, but it is also for their children. So this is a straightforward, simple definition of the visible church, that all those who trust or who profess faith, all those who make a confession or a profession of faith in the true God throughout the whole history of humankind and their children are comprehended as the visible society of the church.
Do you know if you want you could know this? The catechism, hey, the catechism, hey. Do you know what the chief end of man is? And how the Father, Son, and Spirit do manage? Do you know if you want you could know this?
West Side!